Beck, let's talk about life as a Swift Current Bronco. What's it been like for you going to small town Saskatchewan where the Broncos are clearly number one in town?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, different change of scenery from here, obviously a lot smaller of a town, but yeah, it has its positives going to the rink every day. You know, those fans are they're behind us, and it makes it really exciting every day at the rink.
For you, tell me about this Broncos team. It's all cards to the middle. You've loaded up, and it's ready for a playoff run.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think, you know, we're pushing for something in that room, and, you know, it's getting really close to playoff time here. So we're looking to tighten up some things here, running into the playoff race, and looking forward to it.
And maybe just kind of tell us, this is a situation, right? You come from a big market, you go to a small market, you come to a team that, like Brad said, they're all in, and you're the new guy coming in. What is that like? What does that kind of feel like, and what's transpired?
Yeah, it was different, obviously, my first time being traded. But it's been exciting. I think, you know, welcomed with open arms, a good group of guys in the room. So being a part of that winning culture was a lot. Like when I was 16 here, too, we had a team that was, you know, looking to go pretty deep, and I'm looking forward to hopefully pulling a little bit of that experience out and having a long run here.
Tell us about your Bronco teammates. You guys have done an amazing job this year of just being consistent as a group. What's kind of makes Swift Current go?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's that consistency. We have a very veteran presence in that room. I mean, 11, 19-year-olds isn't something you get to see very often. So it's definitely something I think we can pull from going into games. We're still having some hiccups here and there, but I think it's something we're looking to tighten up here. Like I said, with that veteran presence, it's not something we're going to let slide too far. So I think we're definitely looking to, you know, tighten up those loose screws going into the playoff run here.
I know here in Calgary, Flames fans excited about Glenn Godden. You play as a teammate with him. Tell us the Glenn Godden story as you see it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Glenn and I grew up probably about 15 minutes apart from each other, but never seemed to really cross paths. And, you know, meeting up with him here, he's probably one of the best 200-foot players in the game, I think, in our level. And, you know, he's a true pro, comes to the rink every day, puts in the work. He's a great captain, someone that definitely leads by example every day in and day out, and someone I think is going to be in a Flames jersey here not too far in the near future. So, no, he's been a pleasure to play with and just a joy to be around every day.
His numbers jump out at you, of course, leading the league in scoring. What's maybe underappreciated about Glenn Godden?
I think it's his consistency. I mean, every single night he finds a way to put either a goal on the board or be a factor in a game, and I think that's something that you can preach really highly about him. He goes out there every night, gives it his all, and it seems to pay off pretty well.
And about your game, I mean, with the Hitmen, you're a guy that you played all roles. You're the guy, the character guy, you can get big goals. It seems like you play all the roles. How is this fitting into this team, developed your game?
Yeah, I think, you know, my years in Calgary definitely developed me as a player and a person. I mean, coming in from 15 years old, right after you've been drafted, playing a few games in your first 16-year-old year, you learn a lot. And I had some great coaches and great people around me to learn from, and definitely helps me coming into this into this environment. You know, they have a lot of players who can score a lot of goals. Definitely takes the pressure off not being someone that has to go out there every night and worry about that. But just going out there, keeping it simple, playing my game, not having to play outside myself at all, and just continuing to grow that way.
Tell me about how excited Swift Current is as a city. What's it like to be a Bronco in that town?
Oh, it's crazy right now. Yeah, it's, you know, there's banners everywhere, left, right, and center. You know, we go around and do our little visits. The mayor is through the roof every time we get to see him. And, yeah, no, it's a really neat atmosphere, something that, you know, you don't really get to see unless you're in the smallest market in junior hockey, which we are. So, yeah, no, it's been really exciting being a part of that and just seeing the support we get from the city.
Give us some updates on Matteo Gennaro. And surprisingly, Andrew Fighton comes over at the trade deadline as well. There's now three amigos.
Yeah, no, it makes it really easy having those familiar faces, I think, coming over in the trade deadline. Not something I thought I would see, but no, it's been lots of fun. It makes it, you know, very familiar every day coming to the rink. And I was fortunate enough to know a lot of guys before that too. So it's been really exciting coming to the rink every day, and it definitely feels like home.
We're here with Beck Malenstein, now the Swift Current Broncos, former Calgary Hitman. Just a couple more questions before we let you go. Ken?
Okay, so the red carpet's laid out for you guys everywhere you go in the city. And I have to admit, if I got transplanted to Swift Current from Calgary, I don't know what I'd think or do. So what do you guys do? You know, I mean, you're playing, but if you have off time, it's a small town, what do you do there?
Yeah, it's been a bit of an adjustment. I think there definitely aren't the same amenities to go out and do things, but you definitely find that you're hanging out with guys a lot more. You become a lot closer with your teammates because everyone's so close in proximity. So I mean, to drive to the farthest guy on the team is maybe 7 minutes away, whereas that was by far the closest when we were here. So, it makes it a lot easier, I think, to, you know, get to know your teammates that way, which is something you definitely take advantage of.
There's Beck Malenstein in conversation with Ken and Brad, and now the voice of the Calgary Hitmen, Brad Curl, joins us like he does every Friday as we spin you around the Western Hockey League. Hello, Curly. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am well. And yourself?
I'm doing well, my man. I'm doing well. Let's take a spin around the Western Hockey League, see what's going on right now, because a Flames prospect has taken home Western League Player of the Month honors for last month.
Indeed, WHL Player of the Month in February is Flames prospect Glenn Godden, and what a month he had, Pat. 27 points in only 12 games and a plus 17, and as you just heard in the interview with Beck Malenstein, very complimentary about Glenn Godden. He's more than just an offensive dynamo, currently leading the WHL scoring race with 119 points, and it's impressive enough. He's more than doubled his point total from last year, but he's a 200-foot player, and Godden has spoke openly about the fact that he prides himself in the defensive zone, but he's trying to become a rarity in Swift Current Bronco land, trying to become the fifth Swift Current Bronco to win the WHL scoring crown in the last 30 years. You have to go back to 1987-88 when Ben Josakic tied Theron Fleury for the WHL scoring race with 160 points. Since then, the only Broncos to have won it, Jason Krywalak in 92-93, Sergei Varlamov in 97-98, and Tyler Redenbach in 2003-2004. And if you want to tie some Calgary Flames to this one in terms of Glenn Godden only being a Flames prospect, but Flames that recently won the WHL scoring race, Lyndon Vey, of course, a one-time Calgary Flame, had 116 points for the Medicine Hat Tigers. And Troy Brower is, you know, still on the Flames. He won the WHL scoring crown as a member of the Moose Jaw Warriors in 2005-2006. But Godden's great season just continues, was not signed by the St. Louis Blues after selected in the fourth round of 2015. They opted to let him become a free agent, and the Calgary Flames pounced all over him. And what a decision it has been. And I'm sure Flames fans eager to see if his scoring prowess can continue from the Western Hockey League into pro hockey.
Now, that's what's going on with a member of the Flames organization, but some other Western Hockey League products have signed some NHL deals this week.
Yeah, heading west, the Vancouver Canucks inking their second-round pick, 33rd overall from this past summer's draft, Cole Lind. Lind leading the Kelowna Rockets in scoring, 85 points. 10th in scoring in the WHL, which is impressive considering he's missed 13 games this year, Pat, whether it be with mono. He played some hockey with mono, didn't know he had it, and also with injury. And the Canucks just over the moon about Lind. Jim Benning saying not only does he have that high offensive skill, but much like Godden, they like his battle level and they like his vision and his play in the defensive zone. So real impressive there. The other one, Braden Burke, signed as a free agent with the Arizona Coyotes. And Burke, as you might remember, was one time invited to Flames camp back in 2016. But after that camp invitation went to the Lethbridge Hurricanes, who owned his rights, and then was traded to Moose Jaw. Lethbridge opened at the time calling Burke distracted from day one that year, which led you to believe that off the ice he had some demons he had to work out, but clearly Braden Burke on the ice has really rounded himself out and to be a great player in the WHL this year. He's 112 points, second only to Glenn Godden, and I would suggest one of the premier setup men in the Western Hockey League. 81 assists this year. He's done everything he could possibly do in the WHL in his time. He's got 337 career points. So much like the Flames, wondering if Godden can carry through and become that scorer at the next level, the Canucks hoping that Cole Lind can do the same, and the Arizona Coyotes hope that they found a freebie in Braden Burke as well.
What's going on with the Calgary Hitmen this weekend, Brad? Because it is a busy weekend, the final weekend that's going to be this busy this season. What's happening this weekend for the group?
Yeah, three games in 3 days, and it all starts tonight up at Rogers Place against the Edmonton Oil Kings. It'll be their second meeting in a week, Pat. Calgary easily handled the Oil Kings 1 week ago on dome ice, held Edmonton to just 15 shots on goal and won it 4-1. Interesting tonight because the Oil Kings have called up their first-round pick, fourth overall from this past year's draft, from Airdrie, Alberta, Jake Neighbors, who just had a terrific season this year with the AAA midget Calgary Buffaloes, 57 points in 33 games. They anticipate that he's going to be a budding star in the Western Hockey League. So Neighbors will play for the Oil Kings tonight. And then on Saturday, Calgary's back at home. And you talk about a schedule mismatch. Here's one for you. The Pats and the Hitmen, Regina to play their first game in a week. They haven't played since last Saturday. By the time the Hitmen hit the ice, They'll have played four times in that same week. Calgary played Tuesday, Wednesday. They also played last Sunday, of course, tonight. So it's the rest against the Road Warriors or the Hitmen, if you will. And a couple of Anaheim Ducks prospects have just had a marvelous season series against Calgary. The Pats 3-0 against the Hitmen, and Josh Mahura and Sam Steele have combined for 11 points. And then on Sunday, the Hitmen back at home against the Red Deer Rebels. And I'm going to step out on a limb here and say it's going to be close. Four of their last five meetings, Pat, have gone to overtime. I don't know what it is with the Hitmen and the Rebels, but they just seem to almost like put a mirror in front of yourself. You're trying to beat yourself. And, of course, they last played on Wednesday just two nights ago. And, oh, shocking, that one went to overtime as well. And the Rebels won it by a score of 3-2. That'll be a 4 o'clock start on Sunday. So lots of hockey for the Hitmen. Three games, three nights, begins tonight in Edmonton. And we'll have the call for you, internet only. You can find us at sportsnet.ca/960 on the alt stream.
And then both games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, live right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Good stuff as always, Curly. Appreciate it, my man. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Take care.